What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Tuesday, which means our dear friend Delana Dixon joins us. Hey, Misty, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Mr. Shooter? We have some warm weather, finally.
Oh, I know. It's cold. It was really, really cold in New York. It's nice that it's getting warm again. I didn't used to love the sun because I'm from London, so the rain makes me quite happy. But the longer that I've lived in America, Misty, the more I appreciate a sunny day.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm just going to take this whole Tuesday and just walk around. Yes, I'm not going to be at my computer after this. I'm just going to spend the day in the sun.
It sounds great. Let's jump into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Diddy has muted his social media comments following the federal investigation raid search of his home. So Diddy has taken the notable step on social media following the recent raid search on his home by Homeland Security. So the rapper has muted the comment section on X, formerly Twitter, and on his Instagram account, so he can't comment on them. Now, this is after he posted a really lovely Easter picture of his one-year-old daughter, Love. Now, this is where it gets very, very complicated. Diddy wants to post nice things. I get it. It's his right. But he doesn't want us to talk about the big picture, what's going on here, which is this raid, which is this search. My advice would be, if you don't want people to comment, don't post. Like, why are you posting? I know that you're trying to change the subject. Forget it. No baby picture and I love a baby. No doggy picture and I love a doggy. No wig misty picture. We love a good wig here on the Naughty But Nice Show. No wig. Could change this subject. The subject is so large. It's so outrageous. There's so many allegations. Puff, I think the best advice is to shut up.
And I'm going to 100% agree with you, Mr. Shooter. Now, there's another reason why he probably disabled the post. You're showing a baby picture. This is all about a raid. There's sexual tensions. Mm. There's sexual notes tinged to the whole situation. And nobody wants to read anything geared towards a one-year-old child. I totally understand that. But again, you know what you're on the line for. Mm. And there is just nothing. You can't tap dance your way out of this one. Your best bet is just to go off of social and let legal side handle this until the time is right. You know what? It's okay to take a break from social. Everybody knows your name right now, and it's not for a good reason. So it's time to just pull back.
Yeah, you don't need the publicity at the moment, Puff. Let me tell you, you're getting enough publicity, the wrong publicity, but you are getting it. And I think Puff is reaching back to tricks that have worked in the past. When Puffy wanted to change the subject or get more attention, he gave himself a new name. When the Kardashians want to change the subject, oops, Kim naked. She's naked again. Oops, Kim knows how to do it. There is nothing that Puffy could do at the moment that's going to change this subject. Nothing is going to be more interesting, more scandalous than what's going on in real life. So I would just stay off social media. Some people are saying it was quite manipulative to put a baby picture up, because who can say anything mean about a baby? Like, keep your kids out of it. He was really angry, rightfully so, when the federal officers handcuffed his sons. Leave your kids out of it. I noticed too that his daughters, a source close to the family, leaked that the daughters were very upset about this. He has two twin daughters who are 17. It felt to me as if that message, that leak, came from within Diddy's camp. It was very flattering about Puffy being a great dad. I would take your kids out of this, because what you have been accused of is horrific, and you don't want your children involved in this. And once again, nothing you can say is going to be more interesting in the moment, at the moment, than what is going on legally. The only thing that I might say on social media, Miss D, is I might say I'm innocent, if in fact I was. That's the only thing. I might put a post up saying, please don't judge people. In America, we are innocent until proven guilty. Hold your thoughts. This doesn't look good, but trust me, I did not do this. I think that's the only thing I might post, and even then, I might not.
Yeah, I'm just, and obviously, you've worked with Diddy in the past, you've dealt with crisis PR. I just don't see his PR team saying, yes, put up a baby picture, it'll solve everything.
Right.
I mean, if anything, it opens doors. And another reason why he probably closed it down is, who knows what people could write in there that could implicate Diddy, right? Like, ooh, let me tell you some tea that you didn't know. He's posting baby pictures, but in real life, A, B, and C, and D. You don't think that all the powers that be are not watching his feeds right now? So just leave it alone. You're not going to change the narrative.
You're not
gonna
change
it's there.
It.
And just like you said, innocent until proven guilty.
Guilty.
Wait.
Yeah, wait. It's an interesting question though, Miss D. Obviously, thank goodness, you and I have never been accused of anything like this at all. In fact, we've really not been accused of anything apart from gossiping about people, which we do, and we admit we're guilty of that. But has anybody ever come at you on social media and you couldn't help yourself? You had to respond. You had to clap back. You had to be on social media. Like when we had our morning show and we were much more visible than we are today, people came at us every day. I was probably the best, I think, of the group of stepping away from this. It didn't bother me at all because I just didn't read it.
Yeah, it bothered me. And I think specifically to an event when I was on the Wendy Williams show and then people commented about my character, if I was actually black enough from the way I spoke. So, of course, the person who got the angriest was Mama, who wanted to write back. And I had to say, I don't know who these people are. And at the end of the day, they're living their lives and doing whatever. So don't worry about it. But it is upsetting to read bad things
about
yourself.
It is upsetting.
However, it wasn't a crime.
Yes.
I wasn't accused of horrific things.
That's right, Miss D. Absolutely.
Big difference.
I don't want to paint you with that brush at all, but it's a real skill. To not respond is a skill. I used to think growing up, I had to find the perfect response. The skill was finding a really great response. As I got older, I learned the best response, the perfect response, is no response. I'm really good now. You can bait me. Like, you can poke me, and I get up and walk away. Now, the old Rob would have exploded. Now I don't. And sometimes when I get mean texts, mean emails, if I get mean DMs, delete.
Well, you know what they say. The opposite of love is indifference.
Oh.
So instead of responding with hate, just don't do anything. And I can guarantee, first of all, they have no ammunition to work against you. And B, it's going to drive them crazy because there's no reaction.
So learn that naughty.
Stick with that. It'll work for you in life.
Yeah, learn that naughty. No reaction is actually the biggest revenge that you can ever, ever have. Okay, this brings us to our poll question of the day. Diddy has muted his social media comments following the federal investigation into him. His homes were searched, were raided. Should he just take a break from social media? Stop posting yes or no. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Miss D Love, what are you working on?
Despite initial reports suggesting otherwise, the Kardashians are actually fully supportive of Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom, so that would be Khloe's ex, teaming up for a new sportscast. Sources close to Caitlyn reveal that she has had discussions with her former stepdaughter, Khloe Kardashian, about the collaboration last year. So they've already had a conversation about this. The ladies know that Caitlyn and Lamar are pairing up to talk about what they know best, sports. Now, Khloe was actually really supportive of the idea, and she thought it was just a great opportunity for them to come together and to kind of pay tribute to the family's famous reality series titled Keeping Up with Sports, you know. So I think, I mean, it's interesting. I have always felt that the Kardashians, even when you leave the Kardashian family, they've still always cared about the men that have been a part of their lives. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I think this is really clever. Like, if they're going to shut down everything Caitlyn or Lamar wants to do, then they're going to be on the Kardashian payroll for the rest of their lives. The way that they're going to get rid of these people financially is by letting them spread their wings. And I think better to do a podcast about sports than about the Kardashians. That's the mistake Bethany made. She admitted it. Bethany did a podcast about the Real Housewives, and it got so messy, and the other housewives got so angry with her. So if Caitlyn wanted to do a Kardashian podcast, I'd listen, Caitlyn. Oof, I'd love, because I love all the gossip. But Kim is not going to like it, and neither is anybody else in the family. So my advice would be stick to what the show is meant to be about. Lamar, Caitlyn, both huge sports figures in their time. They are experts in this genre. I think a sports podcast from these two actually sounds pretty good. It's not my thing, Misty. I probably won't be listening unless they start talking about Kim and stuff, but I hope they don't. I hope I never listen to this, and I hope Caitlyn and Lamar make a good living out of it. Fingers crossed. Okay, moving forward. Billie Eilish is hitting back at Taylor Swift fans over wasteful packaging comments. Let me remind you, Billie is standing firm against criticism from Taylor Swift fans regarding her recent comments about wasteful packaging in the industry. So there's so much waste in the music business, all that extra packaging. We just want the music. We want the music. Most people don't even care about CDs, albums anymore. They download stuff. And so Eilish, who is really, really a staunch defender of the environment, said there's so much wasteful packaging out there and it is for the entire business. She clarified that her comments were not aimed at one particular singer, including Taylor Swift. It was aimed at the industry, saying, as an industry, we can do better. I'm actually with her here, Misty. I think that criticising Taylor Swift, not a smart thing, but criticising the whole industry, turning a critical eye to the industry that you were part of to try and make the world a better place, I think that can only be a good thing, no?
Well, in this edition of It's Not Always About Taylor Swift, I don't remember seeing Taylor Swift's name in that quote that she gave about being environmentally conscious, Billie Eilish. So where did the Taylor Swift fans get to there unless they think that it's environmentally wasteful? So maybe they need to check themselves. But yes, we need to be kinder to the planet. I know Billie Eilish actually did some vinyl variants herself. She did quite a few, but she used recycled paper and things to make it happen. So yes. And you know what? You have to stand your ground. If you believe in sustaining this earth, you know, it's Earth Month, stand your ground. Don't take a step back. So yeah, Billie, go on ahead.
Yeah, we're team Billie here. Although we're not team Taylor. Taylor isn't part of the conversation. I don't know why they dragged her in. If the fans hadn't said anything, Taylor would not be part of this mess. It's the fans that got her into this mess. Let's move along, Misty, before we get ourselves in any more trouble. Okay, what's going on with Rebel Wilson?
Oh, so Rebel Wilson is telling why Adele maybe doesn't like her. Mm. And she's suggesting that because the people used to confuse the two of them when they were both full-figured women, mm. which, I mean, they're both beautiful women, so why not get mistaken for one another? So Wilson reflects on some of the sensitivity some actresses have regarding the term plus size and speculates that Adele might have harbored negative feelings toward her for this reason. Now, we know that both of the women have, you know, decided to make health a priority in their mm-hmm. life. They both lost a lot of weight, and I guess they both feel great about themselves. And Rubble went on to say that, you know, she would encounter Adele at events, but it always seemed that Adele was running away from her. Now, of course, we have to stress this is Rubble's point of view of the situation. Mm. That doesn't mean that Adele hated her or was upset or anything like that. That's just how Rebel felt. So what do you think? Could that have been the case, Rob?
I really think Rebel's reading into this. I've been at so many of these award shows, so have you, Misty, where celebrities who don't know each other are all squished together on a red carpet or a green room backstage, a dressing room, and they just don't know each other. And so I often find that when they're at these events too, they're a little bit nervous. They're either up for an award or they're presenting an award. They're very uncomfortable. They're in fabulous shoes that don't really fit that well, or they're not that comfortable, or a dress that's a little too tight. I can't sit down in this. And so I find they just want to be in and out. So I think Rebel's taking it too personally here. She bumped into Adele backstage somewhere and Adele was busy. I get it. She's working. It's not, you just said it's not always about Taylor Swift. It's not always about Rebel either. Like, I've made this mistake in my life too. I think people are mad with me and they're not at all mad with me. It's my own mind, my own craziness, my own lies inside my head telling me stuff that just is not true. And so I think Rebel here, they've never met. So I reached out to my sources. Adele and Rebel have never actually met. And so I think it's all a projection. Maybe Rebel doesn't like Adele. Maybe that's going on here. But I don't think Adele is hiding from Rebel. And if she is, I don't think it's because of what size either of these ladies are. Some people might just not like her comedy. Like, a lot of people hide from Kathy Griffin because you know she's going to use you in her act. If you bump into Andy Cohen, he's going to talk about it on Watch What Happens Live. So a lot of people avoid Andy. And so I think that Adele just didn't want to be part of Rebel's comedy stand-up here. I might be wrong, but that's what I think is going on. Rebel, calm down. Stop telling yourself these lies. Everything's going to be okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to listen to our sponsors. I know it's a pain in the bottom, but these sponsors allow Misty and I to bring you this show for free. For totally nothing. And so we are going to listen to them for a few moments and be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, Misty, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Last show, we talked about how Prince Harry is distrustful of Prince William's relationship with their, quote, wicked stepmother, Queen Camilla. Our question was, is it time for Harry to forgive? So William was very angry with Camilla too. William was very, very angry with his dad for having an affair on their mom, Princess Diana, although Diana had her affairs too. But he's moved on. He's found forgiveness. I don't think they'll ever be best friends, but should Harry move on? Should he forgive Camilla? Let's have a look. Ooh, this is controversial. Split right down the middle, Misty. 50-50. I get it. I could go either way on this one. It's my mom. Princess Diana was my mom. This is awful. My mom's not around today to defend herself or to speak out, but I am. So maybe I want to be the voice of my mother. But on the other hand, we've got to find some peace in life. If we hold grudges to the grave, that's how we fight. That's how wars happen. So I think I would make peace here, although I probably would never forgive. What about you, Misty?
I think that's probably the best answer. I mean, you can be cautiously polite, but you don't have to necessarily like. And that's your prerogative. Just like we said that maybe Rebel didn't like Adele or whatever the case may be, you're entitled to have that opinion. But you don't have to be mean to a person. You just keep your distance, and it's that simple.
Yeah, that's really smart. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Nick Cannon, probably one of the busiest fathers in America. But he really made a dedication on Easter to all 12 of his kids. So he had these adorable snapshots from the day, and he's seen enjoying the Easter festivities with the children from his various relationships. Many, many baby mamas, but that's, you know, their choice. So from dressing up as the Easter bunny with his oldest twins, Moroccan and Monroe, whose mother is Mariah Carey, to creating a bunny fantasy world for his other kids, he made sure to celebrate the holiday with each of them. So fans were just giddy over this, praising him for being a great dad over and over and over and over and over. You count to 12.
I love this story. Our nicest of the day and now our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Shakira is going after the Barbie movie, saying, let men be men. So Shakira shared these surprising comments about the Barbie movie, saying that she watched it with her two sons and they were not impressed by the film and found its message to be emasculating. So according to Shakira, her sons had a negative reaction to the movie, feeling that it undermined their masculinity. She echoed these sentiments, acknowledging some agreement with their perspective. Every mother of a young boy should show this movie to their sons. The world is a tough place out there, and this movie points out some really harsh, some would say ugly truths. But nevertheless, Misty, I'm Team Barbie. What about you?
Well, I understand when you have sons, obviously you think differently. You're a woman, you're raising boys. It can be very complicated. So I can understand her not wanting her sons to feel bad about themselves. But what I think is important as a very proud auntie is to teach my young nephews to respect women.
Yes.
To appreciate what we bring to the table. Because they do go, oh, you're a boy and you're a girl. And I'm like, wait. You know, you think you can do push-ups? Well, Dante can do push-ups too. So if you teach them to respect, be kind, and see women as their equal, I think they'll be okay. We won't need a Barbie movie. We'll just have all the fabulous costumes instead.
That's right. The world will be a better place. And Miss D can do push-ups too. I've seen you do them. You are fabulous. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You're going to Rob, you're going to Rob, you're going to Rob.
Mine.
It's an amazing move if you can forgive somebody who didn't even bother to apologize to you. So you need to forgive to move on in your mind and to heal your heart. Remember, it's for you, not the other person. The next time you can't forgive, we've all been there. The next time someone really hurts you, remember, the only way you are going to find peace, you, is to forgive. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review, and all together now, remember, if you're going, to be naughty,
you got to be
nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.